Officials say a stowaway who fell from a Kenya Airways flight over London last Sunday may have been an airport worker. The man was likely hiding in the landing gear compartment on the 9-hour flight from Nairobi to London's Heathrow Airport. The stowaway, whose body was frozen when he fell, nearly hit a person sunbathing in a London garden. Jeff Gazzetti is a former accident investigator for the Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board. Jeff, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this latest case is at least the sixth known person who tried to stow away on an international flight in the last 2 years. So it may surprise some people that this is actually not all that uncommon.
No, it isn't. It doesn't happen every day, but it's also not all that uncommon. In fact, in the past 50 years, the FAA has statistics indicating that about 108 people have attempted to stow away on flights all over the world. Not too many of them from in the United States, but in other countries. And the FAA has had an interest in looking at this from the standpoint of research on the effects that has on the human body, as well as airport security.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, because the vast majority of people who try to do this will die. And that's because the conditions inside a wheel well are terrifying at that altitude and at that temperature.
It is. In fact, only one out of every five stowaway attempts involve people that survive the attempt. And that in itself is amazing, because the environment is horrendous. The wheel well of most modern airline transport jets is not a pressurized, heated environment. Hmm. So it's not even as comfortable as, say, the cargo hold where pets are stored and luggage. It is outside of the pressure vessel of the aircraft, so it's not pressurized. So these folks typically wait until the airplane is about ready to take off. They jump up on the wheel well or the landing gear strut, get up on the tire, and hold on to the strut. And then when the airplane takes off, the wheels retract into the wheel well, and the stowaway will try to find a space big enough to cower in until the remainder of the flight.
How much space is up there?
Not too much space. I would say they would typically be able, once they get up in the wheel well, they can find a space that might hold two or three small people.
Mm. But then they would have to protect themselves against, as you say, the lack of oxygen, but also the cold. How extreme do the temperatures get?
It gets extremely cold. When, an airplane is in typical cruise altitude on a long distance flight, they'll get up to 35,000 feet. And the temperatures typically are about minus 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit at those altitudes.
Wow.
It gets extremely cold. Now, there might be some machinery or engine thrust or hydraulic lines under pressure that might provide a little radiant heat. But, you know, that's only going to last for a while. Mm. When you're at minus 70, minus 80, that's pretty dangerous.
If it gets that cold and if there's no oxygen inside that compartment to breathe, how is it that anybody survives that trip?
Well, that's an interesting point. And the researchers at FAA have hypothesized that because it is so cold and it creates the heart rate to get so low, that they're actually in a hibernative state.
Hmm.
The body slows down so much that if they're lucky, when the airplane begins to descend and land, it slowly rewarms and the patient can survive. Now, of course, there's other hazards besides the lack of oxygen and the freezing temperatures. When the landing gear opens up, you better be ready, because once that the landing gears extend and you're not ready for it, you'll fall out. And that's happened frequently with stowaways. Well, they will just simply fall to their death from 2,000, 3,000 feet.
How is it that these people get into these airplanes in the first place? I mean, airports, modern airports around the world are experience heightened security these days. And I can't just imagine how they're even able to get inside the wheel well at all.
Well, that's a good question. You know, in this most recent case, it apparently was an actual airline employee that would already have access to the ramp. In other cases, it's just simply a lack of adequate security.
Mm.
Some of these countries don't have the kind of airport security that the United States has. But I got to tell you, it can sometimes happen in the United States. There might be a part of a fence line that someone could get through. The vast majority of these stowaways are teenage boys, and they're small, they're wiry, and they seem to find a way, but it's really about trying to protect the perimeter of an airport.
That's Jeff Gazzetti, former accident investigator for the Federal Aviation Administration and the NTSB. Jeff, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.